Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on their website at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that hugs with a G, with a Z, H-U-G-Z. Okay, so our guest medium on the show tonight is Connie Fusella, and she'll be joining us in just a few moments, but first, we have some quick updates. On April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, there's a webinar called Grief and the Afterlife, Perspectives from a Certified Medium, Grief Educator, and the Bereaved. We all face the loss of a loved one differently. However, one thing is clear, and that is a belief in life after death can be of enormous benefit to the bereaved. Our panel of certified medium, Joanne Gerber, a grief educator, Melissa Gold, and an informed bereaved person, Bob Ginsburg, will approach the subject of grief and the afterlife from different perspectives. All are welcome to join in with your questions for the panel. And then there's another webinar on May 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's called Living with Ghosts, Science Weighs In on the Healing Power of After-Death Communication. This is a live discussion with the filmmakers of the Best Documentary winner, Living with Ghosts, a seven-year exploration of the nature of consciousness and whether after-death communication can or should be facilitated in a clinical setting to treat chronic grief. There'll be a short film presentation, talks by the filmmakers, and then there will be a Q&A about the topics discussed. And then lastly, we have the Summer Solstice Medium Raffle in 2022. You can win up to as many as five medium readings, and the participating mediums are John Holland, Dustin Livers, Joanne Gerber, Janet Nohavik, and Maurice Israel, who I believe is our newest certified medium. And for more information about us, or if you want to see what else we have going on, we always got something cooking in the pot. You can check us out on foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. We'll be opening our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. But first, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Connie Fusella, and she's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, who has had spiritual awareness and experiences since she was a small child. In her early 20s, an allergic reaction to medication led to a near-death experience, which intensified her intuitive abilities. This was the catalyst that inspired her to seek out knowledge and explore mediumship. Throughout the years, she found that her readings became increasingly detailed and frequently felt the presence of those in spirit, bringing her their names, how they passed, and other specific details. She realized that her readings were becoming mediumistic versus psychic and knew that she had to further educate herself on communicating with those in spirit. Continual self-improvement and training enabled her to develop into the credible evidential medium that she is today. So without further ado, hey, Connie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? It's so good, to talk to you again.
Yeah, I know.
You were like one of my first guests on the show. I was so excited to have you, and I'm so excited to have you back.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. So we have a few minutes to chat, and I'm guilty of not writing down what we spoke about last time. So please forgive me if I'm asking you the same question. But you know, I'm sure you get this a lot because I get it a ton. People always ask me, like, when I'm not getting a reading from you or another medium, how can I, you know, like, can I talk to my people on the other side? Like, can I get answers? So I'm sure you get that question a lot. How do you answer it when people ask you, like, what do you tell them to do?
Yeah, so I do get that quite a bit. And I tell people, you know, it's something that takes practice, and you have to get your mind in a state where you're calm and it's clear so that you can try to make that communication. I find that oftentimes people try to communicate very soon after a passing, and they still are carrying so much grief and, you know, they're sad and upset, and it doesn't really work when you're in that mode. So you've got to get to a point where you're feeling a little bit calmer and you can have a clear mind and focus on that, and then let it just happen naturally.
I totally agree with that. I always tell people, you know, when you're not that grief ever goes away, we know this, but when you're sort of in those beginning stages, it's so hard to get information from the other side, you know, not using a medium or, you know, not sort of spontaneously in a dream state. Like, I guarantee you're the same as I am, where it's hard for us to get information for ourselves, period. And whether we're in grief or not, I mean, we do this every day as mediums. And I don't know about you, but I can't really read myself, you know, that I'm not that great at it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So
yeah, and I always tell people too, just because you can't hear them, rest assured, they hear you. So exactly. Don't worry about that.
Exactly. I tell people, honestly, I always say I use this line all the time. I'm like, I know I shouldn't say this, it's bad for business, but you really don't need me. Like you really don't need a medium to talk to people on the other side. You really don't. And you may not, you know, for anyone listening, and I know you know this too, Connie, like, they may not communicate with you the way that they communicate with us as mediums. And again, I really don't get the communication from my loved ones on the other side. Like, my grandmother's not always whispering in my ear. I wish she was. My life would be so much easier. But I'm not objective. I can't hear it. So that's the first hurdle. But you're right. A big one too is the grief. Like, it almost clogs up your psychic senses or something, and you can't you can't really like see around it almost.
Yes, I agree. And the other thing is don't try too hard. So many people are looking for those signs, and signs are different for everyone. And I always say, you'll know it when you get it. It's more of a feeling more than something specific. It's the feeling that you feel and you think of the person. So don't try too hard to look for it. Let it happen naturally.
Can I tell you, that is like the best advice, because I try to convey this to people, and I really do feel so bad, because here I am, not in grief, you know what I mean? Talking to your, you know, whoever it is, son, daughter, husband, wife, whoever. And it's so easy for me to say, oh, well, just wait, they're sending a sign, you know what I mean? And then I try to put myself in their position, and I'm like, now, if this was like my mother who passed and I hadn't heard from her in 2 months, I would be like beside myself, you know what I mean? So I really, like, I totally get it, but that's such good advice. You just got to give it time and just let it happen naturally. It's the only way. And I promise, and I'm sure that you've seen this yourself too, they'll outdo you with whatever you thought you could have even cooked up that they could send you. They'll do an even better job. Like, they will make you be like, oh my God, I never would have thought of this.
That's right. That's right.
Like it's happened to me before. But I will say, going back to what you mentioned with signs. Connie?
Yes.
Hi, sorry, everyone listening. My internet decided to stop working. In the middle of a sentence. I'm so sorry, everyone. Okay, but honestly, it didn't cut into any time for readings.
Okay, great.
I cut into our chat, so I apologize, Connie. I was looking very much forward to talking to you, but I guess the universe had other plans this evening. Okay, so for anyone who's still with us, you're tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Connie Pusella, and please be sure to check out Connie's website at www.meaningfulmessages.info. Okay, so we're going to get to the phone lines. Are you ready, Connie?
I'm ready.
Awesome. So before we get to our first caller, if we take your call on the air, I'll call you out by your first name, hopefully, because I had them, but then I lost them. So if not, I'll just call you caller, and you can introduce yourself. And then you can let us know if you wanted to make a connection with Spirit, and Connie will do a reading for you, or if you had a question, one or both of us can answer your questions as well. We take those two. Okay, so we have our first caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Thank you. So Debbie from New York, right?
Yes, hi.
Okay, hi. Sorry about that, Debbie. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. Okay, Connie, you're up.
Okay. Hey, Debbie, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, I'm doing okay.
Okay, great. I know that you have quite a bit of people in Spirit, Debbie, but I do want to talk about a gentleman that I feel stepped forwards. I do feel that he would have passed in his maybe mid to late 60s, possibly early 70s. And I do feel him to be, you know, around 5'10", maybe 5'11", under 6 foot tall for sure. Do you have a husband that passed, Debbie?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do. Okay. That describes him.
Perfect. Okay. And I'm understanding from him that this is a passing in the last year or two?
Oh, no. No, it's actually 13 years.
It's been 13 years. Okay. Does the number 2 mean something to you? Do you have 2 children?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the number 2 reference for me. And do you understand a name for someone either that is passed or is here, like Michael? You can think about that. You have a friend? Is he passed?
No, he's had still a friend, okay. Michael, who's still here.
Okay, I'm picking up that name along as another name like James or Jim.
How about Joe?
I'll take the J, but it feels like, and I'm also feeling, I'm understanding from your husband that, and I know that he passed younger, he had a lot of years left, but do you understand that there is also something that's a bit unexpected about his passing?
Yes.
Okay, because I do feel like this was not something that was drawn out and that there is an unexpected factor and a quick passing, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you understand the month of September as being significant as a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
And that's his birthday.
Perfect. And I also want to acknowledge the month of July as being special.
July. Don't know about July.
And I feel it's more of a birthday, and it could be around your kids or grandkids.
None of those yet. My birthday is June.
Okay. Think of July. The only other way that I could take that would be the number 7 being important.
7. I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. I'll let you think about that. And I do want to mention, did you ever go to Las Vegas?
No, we never made it to Las Vegas.
Okay, is it something that you talked about?
No, I don't recall.
Okay, so why do I see a casino? Is there another casino that you've gone to?
Atlantic City.
Okay, because he's showing me the casino. I immediately went to Las Vegas, so that's something that he's letting me know that he knows that you've done, that he's seeing you do. I'm also, he wants to also, let's see, did you have a medium-sized, like, brown dog, like a mixture, like a mutt dog that passed?
No, but I just got a little reddish brownish poodle.
Okay, okay.
See him?
I'm seeing a little medium sized dog that he's making me aware of. So that's probably just him letting me know that, you know, he's aware that you have that dog. Okay. Don't be surprised if he doesn't try to get that dog's attention. So when you see it just staring at a wall and barking, you know, you could be pretty sure that's probably your husband trying to make himself known. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So, am I doing okay on time, Joe?
Oh, yeah, you're good. You have about a minute left.
Good. Okay. Just want to make sure. So, Debbie, I'm also want to acknowledge, do you understand, did you have something going on? What I'm seeing is it's showing me my symbol for someone either having like a pain in the leg or the hip down to the knee area. Does that mean something to you?
Yes.
Okay. And is that significant to you?
Yes, I'm having a problem with my feet.
Okay.
Particularly one leg.
Okay. Yeah. So again, I just know your husband is very much around you. He's watching over you, sending you lots of healing and love. So he knows, you know, what you're going through right now. Wow. I also have to acknowledge, Debbie, do you have a mom in spirit?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I'm understanding from her, and did she like, did she,
30 seconds.
Sure. Did she consistently set her hair like in a perm or rollers?
No, she had curly hair.
Okay, curly hair. Okay, all right. Because I was going to say it's perm because it's curly. All right, awesome. She's just popping in again to let you know that her love is with you as well.
I'm sorry, that she what?
That her love is with you as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that that had meaning for you, Debbie.
Yes, yes. This was wonderful. If only he could tell me what to do about our son. Thank you.
You take care. You have a good night. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Okay, so we have our next caller.
Next up is Lily from California.
Lily from California.
Hi,
are
there.
You there? Hi, how are you?
I'm here. I'm doing good.
Hi, Lily.
So, Lily, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Yeah, I was looking for a connection with Spirit.
Awesome. Okay, Connie, your turn.
Okay, great. Hi, Lily. So, let me ask you, are you hoping to hear from someone that has passed younger, like under the age of 50?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this a male?
Yes.
Okay. Because what I'm feeling is a gentleman, you know, a male stepping forward. I know that there is, again, I'm feeling that feeling again where there's an unexpected factor in their passing. And I feel like they had a lot of years left. And I'm also, would you understand that, so this is not an accident, correct?
It actually was an accident. I hope it was.
Okay. Because what I'm feeling for him, he's kind of giving me like a feeling like, you know how when somebody's not in the right place at the right time or kind of unaware of consequences, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this a relationship to you?
Yes.
Blood relationship?
Yeah, he's my son.
Okay. And so what I'm feeling from him, do you understand, is there a name like a Josh or a J name?
No.
Here or past?
No, that I know of. No.
Okay, think of the J, either a first or last name, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I'm also, do you understand that he passed around a celebration or a holiday?
He did, yeah.
Okay. And then I want to say also, do you understand that he would have some regrets in not having time to say goodbyes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you understand the month of June as being significant?
Yeah, that's his birthday.
Perfect. Okay. I do want to say that, and is this a passing? Because I feel like this is fairly recent in the last year or two. I'm getting the two again.
No, it's going to be 6 years.
Okay. So then is February significant?
Not quite right now that I can think of.
Okay. Do you have another child? Are there two children? Because the two mean something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay. So what I'm feeling from him also is, what is he showing me? So why do I see like Disney World? Does that mean something to you?
One of the last times I would have seen him would have been Disneyland. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. So that's bringing forth a memory for me. So he also wants to bring flowers to you. So do you have a birthday this month or in the next couple of weeks?
About a minute left.
I do not.
Okay, is there someone that's having a birthday or a celebration this month?
Yeah. Next month in May, his brother.
Next month. Okay, the next couple of weeks. Okay. So I do want to just let you know that your son is doing fine, and he's just giving you a big hug and a kiss, and just letting you know that he's doing fine and he's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. So amazing.
No problem.
Yeah.
Aww.
Thank you.
You take
Thank
care,
you so
Lily.
Much for calling, Lily.
So, thank you, guys. Thank you all
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thanks.
Oh, good day.
Hey, Connie, you're on a roll. I'm loving it.
Okay, don't jinx
so.
Me.
All right, next up we have Shelley from Washington. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Okay,
thank you. Hi
Shelley.
Hi, I'm
here. Hi, Shelley.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm really excited for this, so...
Oh, good. We like excited. Excited's better than nervous. So did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Yeah, I want to make a connection.
Okay, I'll turn
great.
It over to Connie.
All right, Shelley. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Good. So I think you'll have a couple of people here, so I just want to make sure. Are you looking to hear from someone who passed younger, under the age of 40?
No.
Okay. I'm going to just hold on a second here because I do have a couple of people here. So I do want to acknowledge a woman that steps forward, okay? And I feel her to be, maybe in her 60s. And I do feel that she passed from illness, but what I'm feeling from her is this is something that took a little bit of time. So with this feeling, typically it's something that's a blood-related disease, like a cancer or something that's taking a process. Do you understand this, Shelley, as a mom or a grandma for you?
It would be a mom, but that's not what she passed from.
Okay. So it's a mother-in-law or stepmom or something like that?
No, it's my mom.
Oh, it is your mom. Okay, great. But do you understand that it is something that took a little bit of time?
She did have, she had COPD so mm-hmm. for a long time. Then she ended up, she got COVID. And
with an infection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, right. Yep. So but I know there's like the blood-related factor to it. Okay, that's fine. So what I'm feeling from her, and I do understand that there is a closeness with you, and did you live in close proximity to her as well?
Not in the last 10 years, no.
Okay. Who is, do you have another sister?
I do not know.
Okay, then who is the woman that she's telling me is with her as she's going through this? Because she wants to acknowledge. I'm sorry?
I don't know.
Okay. It could be a nurse. Okay, yeah, I was going to say it could be a nurse like the hospice, because I do feel like there's a woman with her at her side through this process. But she's letting me know also that there was a hindrance in being able to get to her or see her. But I do feel like there's a lot of telephone communication. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She also wants to give me, I'm hearing the month of June again. Do you understand June as a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
No.
Okay. Does the number 6 mean something?
No.
Okay. Think of that. I'll leave that with you because I know what I'm hearing. And then I'm also going to give you October. Does that mean something?
No.
And it could be for someone else in your family as well. Birthday, passing, or anniversary.
I mean, my niece's birthday is on October, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you think about that. I'm not sure if it's your niece. I feel like it's something else, but I'll let you think about that. Do you understand, Shelley, a name like Mary or Margaret, an M-A-R name?
No, but you know what? Going back to the June, my dad's birthday is June. I'm so sorry.
Perfect.
My dad's
birthday. That's okay. June, it happens so all the time. That's fine. Yeah, it happens all the time. That's why I always just say, just think about it. It'll make sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
About a minute left.
Okay, so I do want to acknowledge the M name. It's like M-A, M-A-R, first, last, or middle name that she wants to bring forward as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to say also, now, are you the only child, Shelley?
No, I have a brother.
Okay, so she makes me feel, though, that you are the one that's like the go-to, like the first person, you know, to handle things, to make arrangements, to take care of things. Is that correct?
I did do that, yes.
Okay, so, and she's very much aware of that, and she does want to thank you for that. I just want to, because I know we're short on time, just to let you know that your mom is doing okay, and she's just sending you all her love, okay?
Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for calling. You take care, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. You're welcome. Have a good night. All right, Connie, you are knocking it out of the park. I'm loving it. Okay, so our next up is?
Next person up is Pam from Nevada on line 4.
Pam from Nevada, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. So Pam, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Connie.
Hi, Pam. How are you doing tonight? Or today, I guess, by you.
we're 3 hours behind. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. So as I'm thinking about you, Pam, I do have a gentleman that steps forward. I feel like he was, you know, on the taller side. And I do feel him to, you know, have been in pretty good build and didn't put on much weight even as he got older. And I am feeling a military or government job related, you know, kind of feeling with him. Does this make sense to you as a husband or a dad?
No.
Okay. Do you understand a gentleman that would have passed in his 70s, I want to say, that had a military connection that was on the taller side?
No.
Okay. And think of this. Are you married, Pam?
I am.
Okay. Think of this maybe on your partner's side of the family as well.
Um You know, it's possible. I mean, he may have an uncle or someone
that I'm not familiar with. I'll just let you know there is a gentleman here, and I do feel like if it's on your partner's side of the family that wants to say hello. And I believe this feels like a grandfather, or it could possibly be an uncle, but I'm feeling more like a grandfather. Do you understand a woman that would have passed in her late 60s, possibly early 70s? She would have passed from illness. And I do feel like this is some kind of cancer-related illness.
I don't.
Okay. Do you understand... do you understand a woman for either a mom or a grandmom that would have passed in her late 60s, mid 70s? And I do feel like it's a blood-related disease.
You know, both of my grandmothers passed. They were quite a bit older.
Okay.
So, no, I can't think of anybody.
Okay. I might be off on the age a little bit, but do you understand that one of them would have had cancer?
No.
Okay. If that's okay, I'll let you think about it. And I'll try to bring someone that you can relate to. Okay. Are you hoping to hear from someone that's younger, under the age of 40?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a male?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that? Is this a son for you?
It is.
Okay. Do you understand there is a feeling of regret in the manner in which he passed?
I hope there is.
Okay. What I'm feeling from him, and do you understand the month of March is being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
The month of March?
Yes.
I don't.
Okay. Think about that. The only other way I could take it is the number three. So you would have to have three kids, or you're one of three?
No. I have two kids.
Okay. So think about the March. That'll make sense later, I promise. And then also, I want to say the month of November is also significant.
About a minute left.
November, I can't make an association with November.
All right, that's fine. I'll leave that with you as well. So I want to say, though, from your son, I do want to, you know, let you know he's perfectly okay. I do want to just acknowledge that he does have, you know, again, some regret in the manner that he passed. He wants to give you a big hug and a kiss. And also, was there something that was done for him when he passed that was either like a plaque or something that was made in memory of him? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. He wants to acknowledge that and to thank you for that as well.
Okay.
That's
nice.
He's aware that you did that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what, Pam, before you go, I have to jump in myself because sometimes when Connie's talking or anyone's talking on the show, I'll get a little something myself. So I apologize for holding up the show, but I have to. It's my job. but Connie, you were done, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to cut you off. So Pam, is there something today like, I don't know, right around now, like a birthday or like someone's pet, like your son, as Connie was talking, I just kept hearing something about like right around now, like a birthday or it's like a significant date, but it's got to be like, I don't know, yesterday, today, tomorrow, like right now. Do you know what this is?
You know, I don't, honestly, I don't.
That's okay. Just think about it. But your son showed me two other things, and very disjointed. Again, when I'm not doing the reading, I try to mind my business so I can let the other medium do what they got to do. But your son showed me a bunch of, it's going to sound silly, but a bunch of birds in a tree. So I don't know if you have a connection to birds with your son or if there's like a specific story about like birds perched up in a tree or something. I don't know what that is, but he showed me that too.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave me, oh, do you know what that is? Oh, okay,
I do.
Okay, because he showed me just some, all these birds up in a tree, and I'm like, I don't know what this means, so I'm going to tell her. And he also gave me a bunch of military connections. So I don't know if you come from a military family or your son had some connection to the military, but I did get that right on the heels of hearing about the date right around now. So I don't know if somebody's like anniversary of entering the military or exiting the military is today, or I don't, or like right around now. I don't know what the connection to the two is, if there is one. But he showed me both of those kind of at the same time. So I don't want to marry them, but I have to give it to you exactly how I get it.
Okay. Yeah. I've got a, you know, maybe my husband has a relative who was in the military, because my son was not, my husband was not.
Uh-huh.
I'm
gotcha.
Not,
you just gotta ask,
but my husband.
But definitely keep the, like the week, the dates of this week, like from whatever Monday's date was, I forget already, to like now or the weekend. Because I know it's something significant just based on what your son showed me. It's just a validation thing. Okay, well, thank you so much for letting me ramble on. I do appreciate that. And thank you so much for calling, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You take care. Have a good day. Okay?
Thanks. You too. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Okay. Connie, you're getting me like in the zone. This doesn't always happen.
I get the military thing too. Yeah.
Yes, our energies are vibing. I'm loving it. I'm having so much fun despite the technical difficulties. Okay. So next up we have.
Next up we have Diane from New York.
Got it. Hi. Diane from New York. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Good. So, Diane, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
I would love a connection with spirit, please.
Awesome. You got it.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Connie. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. So, I have to talk about a gentleman that I feel came right away. I feel that he may have passed, I want to put him maybe in his 70s. I know that he had a love of food is what I'm seeing from him. And I also feel like there may have been something going on in the heart area or lung area. He's pointing to his chest that would have ultimately led to his passing. Does this make sense for you, for a father?
Yes, my father died at 61.
Okay.
And we're going back many, many years, over 40 years ago.
Yeah, and he had heart issues or lung issues?
He had a heart issue, yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So he's making himself known. Do you understand a connection? And I'm hearing the name Joe.
Joe is my significant other.
Okay.
Who passed 15 months ago.
Okay. I'm sorry for that. And I do want to acknowledge him that do you understand that this is someone that your father did not know?
That is correct.
Okay. And because I just feel like your father opened the door to let him come forward. I feel with him and this is a passing from illness, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that this is something that was a little bit of a process with him?
Yes.
Okay. And he's making me understand that he was able to stay in the home and that you took great care of him. Do you understand that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
He says that he was able to stay in the home a bit while he was going through his process of declining, and he said that you took great care of him.
Yes, he was with me.
Yes. So
until,
he wants
until
to
until we brought him.
Yes, and he wants
I'm
to
sorry.
Thank you for the love and the care that you gave him.
Never a need to thank me for that. Never a need to thank me for that.
And he's letting me know also, is there a connection to something like an Elks Club or a Moose Lodge or Knights of Columbus, something like that?
My father was a member of the American Legion.
There it is. Okay, so he's still there as well. Okay, so I've got these two guys here. And so what I'm feeling, and do you understand, so it's funny, I never get a name like this. Do you understand a P name, like Pete or Phil?
Pete or Phil?
Yeah, Pete, like a P name. Peter, Pete, Phil. First or last name, a P name.
Not that I could think of.
Okay, all right, think of that. And then also he wants to give me the month of May as being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
No.
Okay, and think about someone around you as well, someone else in the family. Okay. So did you ever go to Hawaii?
About a minute left.
What was that?
He said you had a minute left.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry. Did you go to Hawaii?
No, never.
Okay. Is that something that you talked about? Why am I seeing something like out that way? I want to go California, Hawaii. Yeah,
my kids are going to Hawaii in the summer.
Awesome. Well, see, well, then he knows that. Because I clearly heard Hawaii. So this is just, you know, one of those things I love that's, you know, the proof of that life does go on, that they see what we're doing in our everyday lives and they're very much around us. So know that your dad and your partner are very much around you, and I'm going to leave them with you with all their love.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Diane.
Thanks so much
for calling, Diane.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You take care. You're welcome.
You
take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Connie, we have time to squeeze in two more quick ones, all right? You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, awesome. We have Nancy from New York.
Awesome. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Hi, Connie. Good.
Hi. So, Nancy, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Yes, a connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, you got it.
Great. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Connie.
So I am feeling a gentleman step forward, and I do feel with him that he would have passed. To me, kind of feels like maybe late 60s, possibly early 70s. And I am feeling something going on in the lung area, chest area with him. Do you understand this as a husband?
My husband passed, but he was 61.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
He had
60s.
A pulmonary ambulance. Yes, with the lungs.
Okay. Do you understand a name like William or Bill?
No.
Okay, here or past? Okay, think
no.
That's okay. Think about that name. And I'm also hearing Robert or Bob.
Not that I recall.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Think of that. And then what I'm also feeling with him, he wants to give me the month of September as being significant for a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
My daughter's birthday is in September.
Okay, great. And do you have three children?
Yes.
Okay. So he wants to acknowledge the children and also, I'm getting another dog again. Did you have a bigger dog, like a lab or something like that, that passed?
Yes.
So the dog is with, so the dog is with him as well. And then, so who in the family is a first responder? Would have been like a fireman, policeman, something like that?
My son, Anthony.
Your son?
Yes.
Okay, great. So he wants to acknowledge him as well. And then also what I'm feeling is there a Michael?
My father.
Okay. And your father is passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And he was a heavy smoker?
He was when he was younger.
Yeah, yeah. And did he have a military connection, Nancy?
Yes, my father was in the military.
Yeah. Was he in the Navy?
No, he wasn't in the Navy. No.
Okay. Why would I see the boat symbol? Do you cruise?
I went on a cruise with my husband and the kids.
Okay, so that's a memory. Okay, that's a memory then that your husband is bringing up because he's showing me the boat symbol, and that means in the Navy or cruises or something like that. So yeah, you've got a bunch of people in spirit. Let's see. Okay, so this is something I don't know what this means, so I'm just going to bring it as I see it. Do you understand why he would show me like a TV dinner?
About a minute left.
TV dinner. My father or my husband?
I just saw it flash. I'm not sure who brought it to me, but would that make sense to one of them? Why I would see one of those, you know, you take out of the freezer, like
my
a
father,
TV dinner?
My mother used to make TV dinners once in a while.
Okay. Well, I guess he liked them because he's still eating them.
Oh, God. So
I'm glad that makes sense for you. But know that you've got a bunch of loved ones there. I also have to acknowledge just real quick. Do you have a grandmother by the name of Mary?
No, Nancy.
Okay. I there is a woman in spirit with a name like Mary, Marianne. There's Mary in it, or Marie. So I'll leave that with you as well to think about.
Okay.
All right. But they're all doing great. Yeah. And know that there's a lot of love for you, Nancy.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Take care now.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Oh, all you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. All right, Connie Homestretch, you got one more. You ready?
Yep.
All right,
cool.
We have Annette from Arizona. Annette.
Hi.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
I'd like to make a connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. Okay, Connie, you're up.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
Hi, Connie. I'm okay.
Good. So, Annette, do you understand the loss of someone younger that would have had a lot of years left? And by younger, I mean that they didn't really, grow to be like an adult?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a male?
No.
Okay. So hold on a second. Let's see who we got here. Okay, and so do you understand for the female that they would have passed under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay, and do you understand that this is that this is not an accident? I feel like it's some kind of illness related. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I think there was illness there, yeah.
Okay. So, because what I'm feeling is I'm not feeling, so let me clarify, like an accident, like a car accident or something. Correct?
No, not a car accident, no.
Right, okay. So, and is this a daughter for you?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand... was she right around a teenager?
She was 18, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I got that 18, all right.
Yeah, perfect.
Because what I'm feeling with her is she's kind of, you know, kind of showing me a lovely girl, but she's kind of giving me, like, my symbol is the quarter, and they flip the quarter. And what I'm feeling is that she didn't, while she was here, really convey or project what she was really feeling. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. Because I know she's showing me that, you know, she's putting on this smiley face, but I feel like she's letting me know that she struggled some while she was here. But she's letting me know that she did a very good job of not letting others truly see what she was going through. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it absolutely does.
Okay. So I have to say, she is just coming forth with so much love for you. She's just letting me know that, you're a wonderful mom, and that she wants to, apologize for the manner in which she left and just knows, you know, how much, you know, what you've been through, okay? She also wants to acknowledge the month of August as being significant. Do you understand that?
Not that I can think of, but...
Okay, or the number 8, if the number 8 means something.
8, okay. I will keep that in mind, yeah.
Sure. And I'm also feeling, did she pass around a birthday?
Yes, she did.
Okay, yeah. So she's letting me know that as well. And what I'm feeling from her is, do you understand that she had a journal?
She liked to journal a lot on a like a Google Doc. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She wrote a lot of that was like her. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So she's just showing me that she liked to journal down her thoughts and stuff. I do feel her to be very creative. I know we're in short of time, but I just have to let you know she's doing fine. She's very much around you. And she wants to thank you also because I do see you and she's giving me the symbol of, you know, a birthday cake that you're acknowledging her birthday every year.
Yeah.
So she's thanking you for that. So I'm going to leave her with all her love.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
means
welcome.
So much to me.
Before,
you have no idea. Thank you.
Before you go, I have to jump into, I know I'm going over, but I have to spirit thanking you to do this. Your daughter just showed me one thing, and I'm so sorry to leave you with such a random thing, but do you know if she had a friend that had like some very unusual pet, like a tarantula or like some kind of lizard or something? Like, she keeps showing me a pet, but like that most people would not want in their own home. Do you have any idea what she's talking about?
No, but that's funny. I can't think of it right now, but I'm gonna jot that down and keep that in mind.
Please just keep it there, because I kind of feel like it's like a joke. Like, it must be like she used to go to someone's house and their like brother had like this ugly like lizard or something, and she was like, "What is this thing?" Or, you know, like it's like kind of funny.
Yeah.
So please just think about it, or like, I don't know.
Okay.
Ask someone, one of your daughter's friends. I'm sure they'll know what she's talking about. But I just
definitely
that before you went, because it was such a random thing. I was like, I have to say this. it's just
okay,
too weird.
Thank you.
But thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling.
I You're appreciate welcome. It. Thank you, care. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. All right. Bye. Okay, Connie. Well, we are just about out of time. We did it.
We made it.
Despite the technical difficulties. Well, Connie, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Everyone listening, Connie Pistella was our excellent guest medium tonight. And Connie, if the listeners want to find more information about you and your work, or I know there were some events we were supposed to talk about, but my internet cut out. Or they want to book a reading. Is your website the best place to go to for them to find out about that?
Yep, that's the best way. And you can also follow me on Facebook with Meaningful Messages with Connie Fusella as well, and contact me that way. But my website is really the best way.
Awesome. And that's meaningfulmessages.info, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, Connie, thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it and hanging in there
welcome.
With me through all of the all the turmoil
My
that we
pleasure.
Had in the beginning. Awesome. Well, I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing, and we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so, so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or on Instagram at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.